Hello, this is Congressman John Dingell, and welcome to my podcast. I welcome this opportunity to address some of the most important topics in the news at this time, and even when they're troublesome and grim, like the situation now going on in Eastern Africa. One of the world's ongoing tragedies is a horrific genocide in the Darfur region of the Sudan. Over the past 3 years, more than 400,000 Sudanese have been murdered, and 2.5 million, almost the population of Chicago, are homeless due to the conflict and genocide. America, as the world's only superpower, has a special responsibility to do what it can to end this conflict and to bring about peace. The conflict erupted in 2003 when two rebel groups chose to challenge Sudan's National Islamic Front government. Both groups claim that the government intentionally targets and discriminates against their Muslim African ethnic group and gives financial and military resources to the government's Janjaweed militia allies. The International Commission of Inquiry on Darfur reported that the Janjaweed committed numerous acts of human rights violations that constitute crimes under international law. President Menawi signed a peace agreement to end the fighting last month, but the United States and the international community have a long road ahead of them to guarantee lasting peace in the region. Yes, the powerful U.S. aid presence continues to provide food and medicine to the refugees, but issues of security and funding remain unsolved. The Bush administration declared the killings genocide, but that's not enough. The administration must also act. Declaring genocide but not acting only devalues the crime. If we declare genocide, we must also act. Our president must push NATO to step up and provide security to allow the millions of refugees a chance to return to their homes. Congress must support the ideals of the Darfur Peace and Accountability Act by authorizing the president to provide the necessary assistance to expand the African Union mission in Sudan, grant access for humanitarian aid, and block assets and visas to individuals and associates responsible for the acts of genocide. We cannot repeat the same mistakes that were made during the Rwandan genocide in 1994. We must apply pressure to the Sudanese government so that it abides by the Darfur Peace Agreement and allows UN peacekeeping troops into that country. The Sudanese have been resistant, but hopefully they will bow to international pressure and require the disarmament of the Janjaweed. The United States has provided more than $1 billion in humanitarian aid, but we must continue to provide relief to the refugees. Without adequate funding, these people will continue to suffer without food, water, health service, and be in constant fear of their lives. Our country is in a position to put an end to the conflict and to end the pain in Darfur, and it is our duty to act. The United States has the clout and the resources to help end this crisis, and I believe that as our nation learns more about the tragedy of Darfur, the American people will want our nation to do whatever it takes to save those who have suffered so much. This is John Dingell. Thank you for listening.